Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Basil Free. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on April 5th, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. Graduate student guard Boo Booey was awarded the Lefty Drysdale Defensive Player of the Year Award yesterday, honoring him as the top defensive player in Division I basketball this past season. This marks the first time a player from Northwestern, and the second time a Big Ten athlete, has won the award, which was first given out in 2010. At yesterday's meeting, the Reparations Committee announced that it'll deposit the Evanston Reparations Fund into Liberty Bank, one of the largest black-owned banks in America. $17 million will be deposited to help continue the support of initiatives like the Restorative Housing Program, which aims to increase homeownership among the city's black residents. Chicago officials have confirmed a small number of tuberculosis cases in the city's migrant shelters, raising concerns about the conditions of the emergency facilities. The health department shared, however, that there have yet to be any reports of TB in the city related to exposure from those infected. A solar eclipse is set to pass over 128 miles of Illinois on Monday, with 31 state parks and sites managed by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources in the eclipse's path of totality. The largest city in the eclipse's path is Carbondale, where totality will begin moments before 2 p.m. and last for 4 minutes and 9 seconds. The next total eclipse to pass through the state will not be until 2044. According to new data released by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives yesterday, more than 68,000 illegally trafficked firearms in the U.S. came through unlicensed dealers who aren't required to perform background checks in the past 5 years. This number represents 54% of the illegally trafficked firearms in the U.S. between 2017 and 2021. Finally, an elderly American tourist was killed after a bull elephant attacked a vehicle during a game drive in Zambia. The incident, which took place at Kafue National Park last weekend, was said to be similar to a bull elephant attack that took place in Pilanesberg National Park, South Africa, just last month. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Basil Free. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you Monday morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.